The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 24, text number 73, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 26th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, today we are blessed with the most auspicious opportunity to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. Translation. Translate what I just said. Today we are blessed with the most auspicious opportunity to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth canto, chapter number 24, text number 73. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Devayam nodita sarve, prajasarge prajeshvara, anena dvasta tamasa, sisrikshmo vividha praja. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedantati Dandigo Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your mercy. When all the Prajapatis were ordered to create by Lord Brahma, we chanted these prayers in praise of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and became completely free from all ignorance. Thus, we were able to create different types of living entities. Purport. In this verse, we can understand that the various types of living entities were created simultaneously at the very beginning of the creation. The nonsensical Darwinian theory of evolution is not applicable here. It is not that intelligent human beings did not exist millions of years ago. On the contrary, it is understood that the most intelligent creature, Lord Brahma, was first created. Then Lord Brahma created other saintly sages like Marichi, Bhrigu, Atreya, Vashishta, and Lord Shiva. They, in their turn, created different types of bodies according to karma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapiladev told his mother that the living entity gets a particular type of body in accordance with his work and that this body is decided upon by higher authorities. The higher authorities, as appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are Lord Brahma and all other Prajapatis and Manus. And thus, from the beginning of creation, it can be seen that the first creature is the most intelligent. It is not that so-called modern intelligence is developed by the gradual process of evolution. As stated in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, there is a gradual evolutionary process, but it is not the body that is evolving. All the bodily forms are already there. It is the spiritual entity or spiritual spark within the body that is being promoted by the laws of nature under the supervision of superior authority. We can understand from this verse that from the very beginning of creation, different varieties of living entities were existing. It is not that some of them have become extinct. Everything is there. It is due to our lack of knowledge that we cannot see things in their proper perspective. In this verse, the word Dvasta tamasa is very important. For without being free from ignorance, one cannot control the creation of different types of living entities. as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.31.1, Daiva Netrena. Bodies are awarded under the supervision of superior powers. How can these superior powers control the evolutionary process of a living entity if they are not free from all imperfections? The followers of the Vedic instructions cannot accept the Darwinian theory of evolution, for it is marred by imperfect knowledge. Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Marijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, there are two ways to get the mercy. You can become surrender to Krishna, and you can get the mercy. We also see in Krishna Leela you can become a big, big demon also. And be killed by Krishna. That way you can also get the mercy. So, if you're not powerful enough to be a big, big demon, you can conquer the whole universe. Better to become a devotee. And we notice here there's one big, big Rakshasa. How much mercy he's getting from Prabhupada. How many times Prabhupada has uttered his name in the books? That big, big Rakshasa. Charles Darwin. How many times Prabhupada mentions his name? Kicking him in the face with boot, you see. This Darwin is very fortunate, man. And he being so much chastised by Prabhupada.
Yes.
Again and again and again and again, Prabhupada is smashing. And he told us that we should also smash Darwin. On the beach in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada told us this. He said, the more you kick Darwin in the face, the more you make spiritual advancement. And as I was reading this purport, I was thinking, how fortunate I am today that Prabhupada is giving me a very, very special opportunity this Sunday morning to make a lot of spiritual advancement by kicking Darwin in the face again and again and again. Prabhupada is The whole purport is attacking Darwin. So this Darwin, he is simply a thief. He did not invent the theory of evolution. The concept of evolution comes from the Vedas. He stole this idea from the Vedas, but he twisted it. Because there is evolution. From the lower species to the higher species, you see. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavada Lakshavingshati Krimayo Rudha Sankhyaka Pakshinam Dashalakshanam. In this way, Chatur Lakshani Pashivaha, Chatur Lakshani. Chatur Lakshani Manusha, yes. There are 8,400,000 species. And we have all evolved through all of them. That's how we're human beings right now, in human bodies. We've been everything. We have been everything. We were microbial germs. And then we became worms. And then we became fish. Then we became plants. And then we became animals. Some order is like that. We became the birds, reptiles, mosquitoes. We have tried so many ways to enjoy. You understand? We came to this material world because we were envious of Krishna. Why Krishna gets to be the supreme enjoyer? The supreme enjoyer. I think that I would like to be the supreme enjoyer. So Krishna says, all right, you try it. See how you like it. Just like the young boy, he was seeing all the adults smoking cigarettes. He was thinking, he was telling my father, my dear father, I'd really like to experience what is this cigarette smoking. So the father, rather than have the son sneak off to smoke a cigarette, instead of having the son hide in some alley to try a cigarette, the father buys a pack of cigarettes. He says, here, my son, now you try this cigarette. See what you think. And the son lights it up. He smokes it. He goes, oh, no, thank you. Never again. So in the same way, Krishna has given this pack of cigarettes to us, you see. 8,400,000 different varieties of cigarettes. You can try being a germ, see how you like that. Try being a worm. Try being an alligator. Try being a demigod, even. You can try all these different ways to enjoy this material world. You can try being a king. You can try being a rock and roll star. You can try being a leper. A leper, one who has leprosy, that disease where the great eats your skin. You see, you can try all these different ways to enjoy, you see. I mean, you're sick and tired of all this ridiculous so-called enjoyment. What will happen? Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. When you're finally fed up with all this so-called enjoyment from demigod down to the Indra Gopa germ, A spiritual master will enter into your life. And he will plant the seed of bhakti in your heart. To get you out of this quagmire. You see. So there is a natural process of evolution. To bring you gradually to that form, the human form, where you can inquire. Every form of life has its particular dharma. The fish is meant to swim in the water. The bird is meant to fly in the sky. The mosquito is meant to suck your blood. Every form of life has its dharma. And the human life also has dharma. As mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form. Your dharma is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. If you will do your actual dharma as a human being. Krishna will send you a bona fide spiritual master. And he will show you the pathway out of this miserable material existence. And if you intelligently follow that pathway by following his instructions carefully, you're guaranteed safe passage beyond the dangerous material existence. But if you hold on to your false pride, thinking, well, the guru has his opinion, I have my opinion, then, you know, I'll take what I think is good, what he's saying, and I will leave aside what I don't think is good. Will you be able to escape the cycle of birth and death with that sort of a mood? No way. As long as you accept your mind as your spiritual master, to even 1%, you must stay here to serve your mind. Birth after birth after birth. If you want to get out of this rotten place, where people, the rascals like Charles Darwin, are considered to be great heroes, then you must become very, very expert at ignoring the dictates of your mind. Therefore, poet Govindadas has given us very nice teachings in this regard. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radhadamadar ki jai. Poet Govindadas has given us the most excellent teachings in this regard. Bajahure mana Shrinanda nandana Abhaya chara nara vindore Durjana psaki jana Atmani vedana Govind. Well, no, I'm mixing up the verses. Maybe. Yeah, I'm mixing up the verses there. So, in the first verse, he is telling that we must fix our minds on the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. And in the last verse, he is giving us the technique how to do that. By engaging in Navavidha Bhakti. So, this is the technique to bring the mind under control. Actually, we must accept Guru. You cannot avoid accepting Guru. If you don't accept the bona fide spiritual master, then you will fall prey to such rascals as Charles Darwin, who will keep you in the cycle of birth and death. This rascal Darwin, he says that we come from the monkeys. That he comes from the monkeys, that we accept. But we come from the great sages like Narad Muni, Vedavyas, that is our line, you see. He comes in the monkey parampara. And we come in the bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya, you see. His predecessors are monkeys, swinging from limb to limb looking for bananas, you see. But our predecessors are the great sages, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Govinda Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These are our predecessors. So instead of taking this bogus, cheating evolutionary theory given by Darwin, we should take the actual original evolution, evolutionary principle that is given in the Vedas, the original knowledge. According to the Darwinian idea, we are meant to continue evolving to higher and higher forms with higher and higher intelligence. But we see the modern-day civilization, they are not evolving. Rather, they are devolving. They are becoming more and more animalistic. So this proves that Darwin's theory is bogus. Because the human society is not evolving, they are devolving. So if you want to act, we are teaching also evolution. We are teaching you how you can actually evolve. What Darwin says you were doing, but he doesn't actually teach you how to do it. We will teach you how to do what Darwin says you're doing, and that is to evolve to a higher state. So the question is, what is the next step in evolution? The next step, we gave a lecture on this in Tartu, I think. Yes. The next step in evolution is to become a spiritually enlightened being, you see. Is to get out of this bodily concept altogether. Through 8,400,000 different forms, you have misidentified with gross matter. So, now in this lifetime, you are meant to no longer misidentify yourself with gross matter. This is the perfection of evolution. And this is not learned from rascals like Darwin. This is learned by the bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession. The pure devotee who has no material motives. who simply wants to deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. That is the bona fide spiritual master. Not someone who is chasing name and fame and profit, adoration and distinction. So, now we can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
Recently, people, everybody is speaking about a coming economic crisis in the world,
global economic
crisis.
Yeah.
Crisis. Mm-hmm. And may you say something why it will happen? What is the reason of happening it? And is it the reason for the devotees to go to live on the land?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. The global economic crisis is happening because the leaders are not running the global society according to Vedic principles. Instead of basing the economics on the land and the cows, which is the real position of economics, they are basing it on artificial currency, which actually has no value at all. Simply whatever value you're willing to put to it, that's the value. Whatever value people are willing to give it out of faith, that's the value it has.
Ir ta valiuta turi tiek naudos, tiek vertės, kiek žmonės ją sudeda savo tikėjimą.
In the US, in the USA, back in the 19th century, there was a civil war between the southern US and the northern US.
Ir 19th amžiui Amerikos valstijose buvo pilietinis karas.
So, there was 13 states in the south, they declared independence from the US.
Ir 13 valstijų pietuose paskelbė savo nepriklausomybę.
And there was a big war fought between them. They tried to get their independence by fighting war. They called themselves the Confederate States of America. And they issued their own currency. But after they lost the war, that currency had no value whatsoever. They were just using it as wallpaper. So, actually, the modern-day currency, it has no value. The U.S. dollar, the euro, the lati, the litu, all of this stuff is just is worth no more than the paper that's printed on
it.
But because we put our faith that I think in the future somebody will honor this as having some value, so we give it some value out of faith only. I go to work at some job, I work hard, 40, 50 hours a week, and what do they give me for my hard labor? Some worthless paper. Because I have faith that somebody else will give value to this worthless paper by giving me something for it in return, like some place to live or some food to eat. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that for some reason or other people decided not to put any faith in the money anymore, the whole global economy would completely collapse.
išmanyti raketinį kažkokį mokslą, kad suprasti, kad kai kurie žmonės suprato šitą netikrą idėją ir nebesiruošė įdėti savo tikėjimą.
You can't force somebody to put faith in paper.
Negalite priversti kažką tikėti popieriumi.
The government leaders cannot pass a law, you must put your faith in this paper.
Valstybės valdytojai negali to peržengti šitą reiškia žingsnį, kad
you can't even put a gun at somebody's head and tell them they must have put faith in the paper. It's simply the free choice of the citizens whether they want to put faith in the piece of paper or not. So the whole global system is based on a very shaky, shaky foundation of people putting faith in worthless paper.
Taigi pasaulinė ekonomika pagrįsta labai labai tokia trapiu tikėjimu, nepatikimų tikėjimų žmonių, ar jie tikės
popieriumi. At any time, the whole global civilization can become completely devastated if people lose their faith in the paper.
Bet kuriuo momentu šita ekonomika gali sužlugti, nes žmonės praras tikėjimą.
That's why the Vedic system of having land and cows, you see, that is a solid economic system.
Ir būtent vedinė ekonomikos koncepcija, tai yra pagrįsta karvė ir žemė, tai yra labai patikima.
And, of course, our society, we are brahminical society.
Žinoma, mūsų bendruomenė, kur yra brahminiškos bendruomenė.
Our prime duty as brahmanas is to educate the people in general.
Jų pirminė pareiga yra šviesti žmonės.
In the Vedic principles.
Šviesti ir mokyti juos vedinį principą.
But just like if you're taking a chemistry course in the university, the professor is educating you in so many chemical formulas. But then there is also a laboratory where you can go and you can actually see the chemical formulas at work. So in ISKCON we have a very good program for giving the education. We distribute books, we give lectures. That side is very strongly established in ISKCON. But one area where we are almost completely undeveloped is the laboratory section of the course. The laboratory section of the course. Like in a chemistry course, you have the lecture section and the laboratory section, where you go to the laboratory and you mix the chemicals in the test tube. ISKCON doesn't have a laboratory. We have a very good lecture hall, but we don't have a laboratory where you can actually see the Vedic culture at work in a practical way with the lambs and the cows. We have very, very few examples of that in at present time. So to make our preaching complete, to make our educational program complete, we need to have ideal examples of devotees who are living on the land with just depending on Krishna, the land and the cows.
Todėl, kad mūsų tas mokymas būtų tobulas ir išbaigtas, mes privalom turėti, reiškia, tokias stovyklas įsidavusių bendruomenės, kurie gyvena štai.
There's a great need for this in ISKCON, actually.
Ir ISKCONė tam yra didžiulis poreikis.
Prabhupada established it in many places, but after he left, the devotees, it fell apart.
Daugybė vietų Prabhupada buvo įkūręs tokias fermas, bet jam palikus planetą, jie.
Just like a farming community was established in Australia, New Govardhan. So now they have huge land for farming, for grazing cattle, for grazing the cows, not cattle, but grazing the cows and bulls. And instead of, there's so many devotees living there also. But instead of working the land, what are they doing? They're letting the cows die off naturally without replacing the herd. They're not growing crops. They drive into the city 100 miles away to go to a charity kitchen to beg food from the government.
Leidžia,
So this is not very good. We need devotees who actually, we need to show the ideal example of working the land, growing the food, not depending on modern day petroleum based society. In the U.S., there's a whole community, a religious community. They are called the Amish people. Yes, the Amish community is a big community of people in the U.S. They have their own culture. They do not use automobiles. They use a horse and buggy, horse and wagon. Even I saw an Amish boy when they, you know, mowing the grass in the yard, but instead of using a lawnmower machine with gasoline, he had a horse. He was sitting on a little contraption on the back of a horse, and he was mowing the lawn with a horse. So in the terms of actually showing simple living and, you know, plain living based on the land and the animals, the Amish people are more advanced than ISKCON. But that isn't very good because they are calculators. They should not be showing the example of living on the land with animals. We should be showing the example. So this is an area we, even though we have our minister of cow protection, Balabhadra Prabhu. It's a department of ISKCON which is completely undeveloped right now. We really need to have this manifest in our society now. Especially it's meant for householders. They can maintain their wife and family living on the land, working the land and taking care of the cows in this way. Actually, just 100 years or so ago, even in the United States of America, everyone lived on the land. In the old days in the U.S., there was no automobiles. It was just people living on the land where there's family farms and growing their crops and, you know, and living in a very healthy, natural way. But now we think the advancement of civilization is to move into the cities and live in these crowded, sinful places called cities, you see. That if we can have a city with big skyscraper buildings and cinemas and sports stadiums, that now we are very, very advanced. Actually, we have simply advanced in degradation and sinfulness, that's all. The government should be, they're trying to figure out how to solve the banking crisis now. And what they're doing is they're pumping more of this artificial money into the artificial economy. But they don't realize if they really want to do something to solve the economic problems, they should encourage family farming again. To let every family have a piece of land and a cow and learn how to work the land and grow their own food. This is a real economic strength. If you have your own land and you have your own cow, you have your milk and your food, then who cares what happens to the value of the litu or the dollar or the lati? If necessary, you can use the currency to start your fire in the stove. Any other questions?
Prabhupada also said that without caring about cows, we should also take care about Brahmins. What does it mean?
Yes, the Brahmins must be given great respect and protection. The Brahmins are the spiritual teachers. They are the gurus. The government must give all protection, all respect, all facility to the Brahmin, you see. But now the Brahmins are not given facility, you see. They have to spend money on airline tickets just like everybody else. Actually, the government should be giving them free air passage all over the world, the Brahmin, the teachers, you see. They should be given all facility for, because they have the highest work to educate the people in general in the Vedic science. Questions, Mara?
How can we develop attentive hearing and chanting to the Holy Name?
Yes. By being very observant on what's happening with your mind. As soon as you see that your mind is going away from the Holy Name, you must follow the principle taught by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 6, verse number
26.
Do you know that verse?
Yato
yato nishchalati manas chanchalam ashtaram tatas tata nayam yaitad atvan vivashangnaye. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature. One must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So, just imagine that you are a mother. And your mind is your little child, your little baby child, you see. And your child is very, very nutty child. He goes running here, running there, drawing crayons all over the wall, you know. Big, very naughty child. So you have to always keep your child, an eye on your child, and keep your child under control so he doesn't do any nonsense. Doesn't steal any butter. So in this way, you have to always keep and see, what your, is my mind fixed on the Holy Name, or is it thinking about some girl or some this or that thing, you see? Always keep an eye on your mind. Is it Krishna conscious or is it not Krishna conscious? And if it's not Krishna conscious, you got to bring it back. Okay, mind, that's enough thinking about Maya now. You come back to Krishna. You have to realize that you are not your mind. The mind is a tool that Krishna has given you to use in His service. It is not you. It's not meant for meditating on sense gratification. Any other questions? Yeah. So you want to know how to tell the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, the mind is there, and the Paramatma is also there. So how do you tell the difference, whether you're being dictated by the mind or you're getting direction from the Paramatma? The answer is quite simple, really. Because we have three helpers, we have three friends that will tell us whether it's the mind or the Paramatma. That, those three friends are Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If we're not sure, is this my mind or is this a super soul, then you ask your spiritual master. Or you ask the devotees, they are the sadhus. Or you see from what you have read in Prabhupada's books, the Shastra. If you think it is Paramatma, then you, before you act, you should see if it's confirmed by your spiritual master. Or by the devotees. Or by Prabhupada's books. So in this way you can tell the difference. Yeah? What did she say?
So sometimes we may to interpret or disuse the statements of a Shastra.
Yeah. Therefore, Guru and Sadhus are required. If you try, you take Shastra without help of Guru and Sadhus, then you may misinterpret the scripture. That's a fact. So you have to take the help of Guru and Sadhus to understand the scripture. Therefore, we have Bhagavatam class. And there's so many lectures you can hear. And there is, Krishna has given you so many associates. There are so many devotees here in this room. So you have so many devotees. You can take. You need some. You consult with devotees. And then by consulting and verifying your understanding, then you can be properly situated. So, our time has run out. What time is the Sunday feast program begin?
3 o'clock?
All right, so, everyone come back at 3 o'clock, bring your neighbors. Bring your friends. Bring your prime minister. Let's take over this country for Prabhupada. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai!